This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Alhamdulillah, we have reached the 27th night of Ramadan here in Cape Town, and Alhamdulillah, this is the most important night of Ramadan. It is the most important night of the year, and it could be, subhanAllah, the most important night of our lives. Well, we know that this amazing night of Laylatul Qadr, the night of power and destiny, we know that many of the scholars and the Sahaba have mentioned that it shifts from year to year. If you were to choose a single night in which to have an added emphasis, then it is the 27th night of Ramadan. Many Sahaba swore that it is this night, the 27th night of the Prophet ﷺ, and basically instructed them to perform salah, to exert themselves, and that they saw in their lifetimes that the 27th night of Ramadan was that night in which Laylatul Qadr came about. And so as we exert ourselves in the last 10 nights, and we do an extra emphasis on the odd nights, we take an even further, an extra push on the 27th night of Ramadan. And so one may give an analogy that while Laylatul Qadr shifts from night to night in different years, it most frequently falls on the 27th night. And so this night is that night we should, put all our emphasis that it could be that it's this night that which is Laylatul Qadr, and reminding ourselves again that the Prophet ﷺ told us at the beginning of Ramadan, remember of the blessings of this month, that there is a night in it where salah on that night, all your sins are forgiven. On that night is a lifetime of good deeds. When the Quran tells you that it's greater than 1,000 months, it means that if you got, and I always made the analogy that it's a paycheck times 1,000. If you look at your salary times 1,000, when you get that paycheck, it basically means you don't have to work again. It is enough for an entire lifetime. The rewards you can get in this one night is enough to set you up for all of eternity. We know that the Prophet ﷺ tells us, the Quran tells us, and we know from the hadith that it is this night where the angels are sort of in this congregation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, receiving their decrees, receiving their instructions, and then they leave the samawat and they all congregate here to the earth, because the angels, they seek out places of dhikr, they seek out places of salah, they seek out the company of people that are doing good on the earth. And especially while we're doing the tafsir of Surah Mulk, we realize how big and vast the universe is, and on top of it there are six more samawat, yet the holiest place in all of the samawat is this little planet, this little earth, with the believers worshipping Allah. That is where the angels want to descend. And Allah says not only do the angels descend, but the ruh, meaning Jibreel. Now we know Jibreel alayhi salam, his job was to bring down revelation. That was his primary function. And now that revelation has come to an end after the demise of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, really there's no reason for Jibreel to come to the earth. He doesn't come to the earth really. What purpose is there for him to come? The only time he comes is on this night of Laylatul Qadr, where as he came to bring the Quran, he sits in the company, or he attends the different gatherings where the Quran is recited. And so we pray, Ya Allah, let Jibreel, enter upon us in our homes. Now before it would have been maybe the masajid. Now the amazing thing about this year, there is no masjid really that is performing Taraweeh. So the Taraweeh is being done in the house, in the houses. And so Jibreel will attend the houses. Some very special people, who knows, maybe they are unknown to us, but those special uncles and aunties that are very dear to Allah, Allah knows who they are. And so Jibreel will come and convey that salam. We know Allah says, salamun hiya hatta matla' al-fajr. One of the tafsir is that as the angels say salam when the believers enter Jannah, they will say salam when their souls are taken. Well, you've succeeded. This is a salutation from the angels. They might enter upon houses amongst us, and they may say salam to you and your family because of the sincerity of your salah, the sincerity of your worship. And that is why we should really, really push ourselves that, subhanAllah, imagine the angels are descending upon us, and Jibreel himself descends into our homes. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we said, mentioned that there are more angels that will come down to the dunya on that evening than there are pebbles and stones that are on the ground. And that, of course, the most important thing of Laylatul Qadr is that our decrees and our destiny is being finalized or being put out on this night, and therefore dua for it is of paramount importance. We make dua. And so when, as you make dua on this evening, you make dua for yourself, you make dua for your family's well-being, your rizq to be expanded, your life to be extended, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps you safe and keeps all of us safe. And of course, the most important things are of salvation, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who are freed from Jahannam, and that He subhanallah decrees for us that we will be in Jannah, that our names are written down in the register of those who will be successful. for yourself and for the entire ummah, subhanAllah. And in fact, the whole world, people ask, can I make dua for non-Muslims? Yes, you can. The living ones, you can. And then, of course, only for those Muslims who have passed away, we make dua for the people in the qubur. Remember, the people of the grave, if they could ever come back, it would be on this night. Because there is really no better time to be making salah and making adhkar and to be besieging Allah's mercy. This is the pinnacle. This is the highlight of the entire year. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as we begin the evening that He gives us the strength to see the entire night through. People ask, what is the best thing I can do on this night? The best thing we can do is salah. That is the absolute best thing you can do. What kind of salah? What type of salah? Salah meaning the same way you would make normal salah. You would stand and you would recite from the Quran, either from memory or recite from the mushaf. Prolong your standing as much as you can. Many ayat in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the pious people are those who spend the night in standing, meaning standing in salah and in sujood. And so spend a lot of time as you can in sajira, making sujood. And in that sujood, you praise Allah, you glorify His names, mention all the blessings that we have and give praise to Him. And then of course, ask and beg and plead and cry. That is how this night should be spent. I've received a lot of questions about tasbih salah. As I said before, and I know there are other views, the evidence for it is not very, very sound. It is therefore best. We know what the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did. He did not perform, well, there's no hadith that says on the night of Laylatul Qadr he performed tasbih salah. Rather, he used that time in tahajjud. And tahajjud is like taraweeh, basically. It's the same like taraweeh. Taraweeh is like tahajjud early in the evening, and tahajjud is more towards the latter part of the night. It would just be that perhaps your ruku and your sujood is made longer. Lengthen the ruku, lengthen the sujood, and in that you make adhkar and you make dua. And of course, if you are going to pace yourself, and it's difficult now, and very few people can actually spend the entire night and focus the entire night in ibadah, you want to make sure that you are spending a big chunk of your night this evening from about 2 o'clock, 2:30 until suhoor time. That is the pinnacle of the night. That is the holiest of the holiest night, is that last third of the night. So in the night of Laylatul Qadr, the angels descend and Jibreel descends, and in the last third of the night, in a manner which befits Allah's majesty, He Himself descends to accept the du'as. And so subhanAllah, that is the time when we really want to be focused. May Allah subhanAllah grant us the best, and grant us that this be the best Laylatul Qadr for all of us, and to grant all our du'as to be accepted in all our ibadat. One of the benefits is we in a very strange Ramadan, it might not be that we get a chance to spend the entire night awake as we can this year perhaps. And so may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the strength to worship Him in the way He wants to be worshipped. Ameen. Walhamdulillah. We continue now with our tafsir of Suratul Mulk. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ended the last section with two types of people. There is the one who walks upright. Upright meaning he is walking straight, he's on the right path, he's aware of the signs. There's a recent word called being woke. Being woke meaning being aware, being in tune with what's happening. So there are two people. There's the one who is aware, and then there's the one who is in delusion. Allah says he's fi ghurur. He is misguided, he is completely lost, and he's walking basically with his head in the sand. He cannot see where he's going and what will befall him. Now we continue, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. The next batch of ayat, there will be a number of them where Allah will say, kul, say. And it's an instruction to the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and to us as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is insisting that we should say certain things about Allah and what He wants us to mention as a response to certain questions, and of course to ourselves and the disbelievers. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل هو الذي أنشأكم وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون. Allah says, say, He it is. It is He, only Him, who produced you. Ansha'akum is really the word that is used to describe a flower and a plant that blossoms and is blooming and is built up from a seed to a sapling until it becomes a plant and a beautiful plant. Allah says, He is the one that ansha'akum. He nourished you and produced you. وَجَعَلَكُمْ, and He gave you the ability to hear, the ability to see, and afida, and He's given you hearts. Afida is the plural of fuad. Fuad is one heart, and afida, hearts. قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ, very few are those who give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah points out here that of the physical blessings, of course, is giving us the ability to see, the ability to hear. The heart, of course, is the center of spirituality and the center of learning and ability to see the truthful from falsehood. So Allah says that He's given you the physical blessings of sight and sound, but at the same time, there's a spiritual connotation here. He gave us the ability to see the truth, to hear the truth, and the heart to recognize the truth. But very few, Allah says, qaleel, meaning hardly any. Not even, the word very few is even less than that. Hardly any, Allah says, are grateful to the blessings, the physical blessings, and of course, even less than that, are grateful to the spiritual blessings Allah has given us. He has given us the ability to discern the guidance from misguidance, but very few listen to that and are aware and take note of these signs. قُلْ هُوَ الَّذِي ذَرَعَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِلَيْهِ تُخْشَرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says again, that say, He is the only one that Dhara'a means multiplied or to produce you from, that he's the one that produced you from the earth and then spread you out. Dhara'a means to be spread out and to have a multitude. Allah made you into many numbers. Allah made one insan, one Adam, and from him he spread us out throughout the world, meaning we've populated the whole world. The whole world is our playground, basically. Allah says, say he is the one that made you and spread you out throughout the earth, wa ilayhi nushur, but ultimately he will also regather us up again. So as we are scattered away, don't think we are out of his reach. He's going to gather us all together once again unto Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always links the gathering and Qiyamah and the resurrection with the earth. The earth is always shown that, look, we came from the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam from the soil of the earth, and of course to the earth we will return once we die. During that period, while we're alive, we walk on the earth, we eat from it, but then ultimately to the earth is our return. And then as the plants are nourished and the dead earth is revived, so too will we exit the earth once again, and that is of course the life afterwards, and that is Qiyamah. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding that there will be an account and there will be this gathering. Hashar, tahshurun, is really what is referred to when you herd cattle. And subhanAllah, it's a very heavy kind of analogy, because we will be shoved and pushed outside our graves, naked, scared, and being herded like animals, basically, towards the judgment on the day of Qiyamah. And so Allah says, we say to them that Allah is the only one who made us and spread us out through the earth, and He's the one to whom we will return. وَيَكُولُونَ, they will say, and they are saying, and it's the present tense, they are saying, they mean the disbelievers, وَيَكُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ, when is this promise you're telling us of this afterlife, this gathering, this Qiyamah, when is it going to come if you're telling the truth, if you're being honest? And of course this is a rhetorical question, it's not a question to actually determine a time. It basically says, you really want us to believe that when we die that there's a life afterwards? And Allah is saying, يَكُولُونَ mean every generation. This isn't Abu Jahl. Every single time you will have a big group of people that will deny the life after death. And we live in a time, subhanAllah, where atheism is perhaps the dominant religion of the world at the moment in terms of who runs this world. And so this is the standard view of many people in the world. They don't believe that there's a life after death. All there is the now. And so when you ask them and you speak to them about this Qiyamah, they will say, what Qiyamah are you talking about? What life? Show me someone. Bring back our forefathers. Do you really think that when we are dust, all of this is going to come back to life? And if so, when? Give me a date. Tell me a time. So then Allah says, when they ask you this, respond to them, kul innama al-ilmu inda Allah wa innama ana nadhirun mubin, say to them, verily the knowledge of Qiyamah, the hour, only belongs to Allah. No one knows when Qiyamah is. Wa innama ana nadhirun mubin, and the Prophet ﷺ is saying, now this is to the Prophet ﷺ, he says to them, I'm only giving you a warning, I'm only here to warn you. I don't know when Qiyamah is going to come. I can't bring Qiyamah about. I can't stop it. I'm just here giving you, delivering a message, you know, take it up with the master. I am just the messenger. And so what we also learn from this ayah, yes, that the knowledge of Qiyamah belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. There's a beautiful hadith, a hadith of Jibreel, where Jibreel asked the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me when is Qiyamah? And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responds to say, neither the one being questioned and the questioner, meaning neither me, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nor you, O Jibreel, know anything about when Qiyamah will come. That knowledge is one of those hidden secrets that not a single one of the creation knows when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decree it. In Surah Yasin, we mentioned that Israfil, the angel will blow the trumpet signaling the beginning of Qiyamah. He himself does not know when is Qiyamah. Rather, his mouth is on the horn and his eyes are focused at the arsh, waiting for the command, because it could happen at any time. So we also see from this ayah that it is of those things, this knowledge which belongs to Allah alone. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very humble here, that he's saying, I don't know when Qiyamah is. I'm just here to deliver a message. And many times when people would ask about Qiyamah, there are those who ask it in a way like this, denying it. When is Qiyamah going to come? Meaning, I don't believe it is. You're talking nonsense. You're telling the truth. But it also happened that many believers would ask the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell us when Qiyamah is going to happen. It's a sincere kind of question. And his response would always be one that would make you reflect and say, remember that when you die, that is Qiyamah for you. Qiyamah can come anytime. Not the big Qiyamah, but just when we die, that's it. We get to see the angels, you get to see the grave, you get to see, everything becomes true now. You get to see Jannah, you get to see Jahannam. And so Qiyamah would have arrived. And so he would ask, a response to that question would be, what have you prepared for Qiyamah? If Qiyamah were to come now, meaning if you were to die now, Are you ready for it? Are you ready for it to arrive? Because it could come anytime, anywhere, at any moment. And so even to the disbelievers, those who deny, and they'll say, you know, if you're a prophet, how can't you know when it's Qiyamah? The response to them is, well, do you know when you're going to die? Leave the big Qiyamah. Do you know when you will die? And so this is something for us to think about. Again, as we are talking about the night of decree, we know that subhanAllah, the angel of death is going to get a record of all the people who are going to die. In fact, if Laylatul Qadr is tonight or tomorrow, it could be any night, his record or his list of people whose souls to be taken is not yet complete. You and I could be on that list, subhanAllah. It's very possible that we could be on that list of the 2020 souls. We are on the next list for next year. We might not see the next Ramadan. And so Qiyamah is an inevitability that can happen anytime for any one of us. And so the best we can do is to prepare. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to those who deny it. This is for those who don't believe. Alhamdulillah, we do believe in it. But for those who don't believe, Allah says, فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهُ زُلْفَةً سِيئَتْ وُجُوهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَقِيلَ هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَدَّعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on that day, when they see it approaching Zulfa, Zulfa means approaching step by step. Basically, as it unfolds gradually. So Allah says, on that day, when they see Qiyamah unfolding gradually, like horror after horror, it will just be one blow after the next. First they will die, and when they die, they will see the angel of death. They will come to know the angels of punishment. They will come to know the adab of the qabr. They will come to know the questioning of the qabr. They will get to see the places in Jannah and Jahannam, the place in Jannah that they will be forbidden from ever entering into, the place of Jahannam waiting for them. Then they will hear the horn, and they will be pushed out of their grave. And then, of course, all the horrors and the torment of Qiyamah, Allah says it will unfold step by step. As that happens, then you will see their faces will turn bad. See, I mean, it will become bad. It will become completely sour. It will become distressed. Their faces will completely turn dark with the realization that everything was true. And then it will be said to them, and this could be the angels, or it could be Allah himself saying, this is what you used to ask for. So now you're getting what you asked for. You asked, when is Qiyamah? Bring Qiyamah. It is now coming. And this is exactly what you wanted. And now it befalls you. And subhanAllah, of course, then now there's no return. We think about, subhanAllah, as we stand in Laylatul Qadr, Qiyamah is the thing that is of the foremost in our minds, because none of us know where we are at the moment. Our sins can be more than our good deeds, and if that occurs, then subhanAllah, the person whose left side of the scale is more, than he's in trouble. But this is that one night where you can get that entire left side forgiven. And if the right side, the scale of good deeds, is light, then this is also that one night where you can get more reward, more blessings, more good deeds on your scale than any other moment. And so subhanAllah, we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when Qiyamah unfolds, and it will be horrible, it will be difficult for everyone, no one will be safe from it. When it unfolds, let us be in the companionship of those who are successful, and may we be saved from the horrors and the torments on that day. And then may it pass by very quickly so that we may enter Jannah and to be close by Allah. May Allah bless us all and accept from us and grant us to achieve Laylatul Qadr. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.